that's the stringy stuff that comes out. Yeah, that's what you call silk. The stringy stuff, okay. What do you make a general jack-o'-lantern out of that?
Pumpkin.
Okay. What kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable? Yellow with a crooked neck, what do you call
squash.
It? Vegetable. Do you have any name for it if you let it dry?
No.
Okay. What kinds of melons you raise when you think of?
Watermelon.
Okay, any other kind?
Cantaloupe.
Okay.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I think it is. You call cantaloupe anything else?
No.
Would you ever call it a mushmelon or muskmelon?
No.
What about the small umbrella-shaped things that grow up in the woods?
Mm, mushrooms.
Is that making you hungry? You're a sauteed mushroom too. Okay. Let's see. What are the kind of mushrooms you can't eat? Do you have a name for them? Poison worms and stuff?
No.
You wouldn't say toadstools or frog table or anything
no.
like that? Okay, if a man has sore throat so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't.
Swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't.
Swallow.
What do people smoke?
Pipe.
Okay, anything else?
Cigars,
cigarettes. Okay. There were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano and they were
singing.
And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Okay. Somebody offers you to do you a favor, you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
fishy.
Okay. Would you ever say, obligated or beholden?
Obligated.
Okay. Obligated. Somebody asks you about doing a certain job and you say, sure,
I'll be glad to.
Okay, would you say, if you're going to say that, you're going to tell me you know you can do it, you say, I
can do it.
Okay. If you say that you don't think you can, you'd say what?
I can't do it.
Okay. Or if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work and you say, I got to be up to work before sunup and there's a terrible accident up the road, but there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was by the time we got there.
Dead.
Okay. Would you say he's already dead or he's, what would you say?
Already dead.
Okay. Done dead, something like that. In such a situation, be careful. Or speaking of the fact that the corn seems short, you might say at this time of year it.
No.
Okay. He isn't as nice as he
could be.
Okay. And he
should be nicer.
Okay. I'll dare you to go through that graveyard tonight, but I'll bet you
won't do it.
Okay. He knew when you first agreed to do that you could tell your mother. You aren't going to do what you
said you would do.
Okay, and if you're supposed to do something, you
are supposed to do it.
Okay, and if it's something more where you
obligated?
Okay, or you ought to do. You say he ought to.
Right, okay.
Did you say that?
He ought to do it.
Okay, if you want to say that he shouldn't, then you'd say...
He shouldn't do it.
Would you ever say he ought not to?
He ought not, uh-huh.
Okay. In refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
won't do it.
Okay. When you get something done, it was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping, you say, you
could have helped.